A pair of goals in a period that saw the team outshoot the Sudbury Wolves 28-9 helped the Greyhounds to a 6-1 Ontario Hockey League victory at Sudbury Community Arena on January 4. It was the second win for the Greyhounds over the Wolves in 3 days after the team picked up a 4-2 win on Sunday afternoon, also in Sudbury. The Greyhounds got on the board first at 7:26 of the opening period as Tanner Dickinson potted a rebound from the slot high stick side after Sudbury goaltender Mitchell Weeks made the initial save on Tyler Savard from in tight on the play. The goal came just 12 seconds after the Greyhounds killed off a penalty to overage blueliner Robert Kalisti. The visitors took a 2-0 lead at 18:51 when Ty Cartai capped off a three-way passing play from the slot, beating Weeks' glove side from the slot on the power play. Sudbury cut the Greyhounds' lead to 2-1 just 18 seconds later as Liam Ross scored on a rebound after Sioux goaltender Samuel Ivanov stopped Nolan Collins initially on the play. The Greyhounds extended the lead to 3-1 midway through the second period as Ethan Montroy scored on a rebound after McConnell Barker's initial shot was stopped. Calvin Watson made it 4-1 Greyhounds at 12:48 of the second period when he took a pass in the slot from Ty Cartai and beat Weeks. Rookie forward Tyler Savard made it 5-1 Greyhounds at 2:29 of the third period when he beat Weeks from the slot on the power play when his shot hit something on its way to the net and got past Weeks. Caden Carlisle made it 6-1 Greyhounds when he beat Weeks with a shot from the left side of the slot at 6:37, ending the night for Weeks. Carlisle, Cartai, Savard, and Dickinson had two-point nights with a goal and an assist each for the Greyhounds. McConnell Barker, Jacob Holmes, and Justin Cloutier assisted on a pair of goals each for the visitors. Weeks stopped 31 of 37 Greyhounds shots before being pulled. Lemaire stopped all four shots he faced the rest of the way. Ivanov, who last saw action on December 5 in a win over Saginaw, made 27 saves for the Greyhounds. With the win, the Greyhounds improved to 1-8-1-0-2-0 and, with 38 points, sit atop the OHL's West Division, 6 points ahead of the Windsor Spitfires, who have 3 games in hand. The loss drops Sudbury's record to 8-1-6-2-0 and the team sits 2 points behind the Peterborough Petes for the final playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. The Pack is back in action on Friday, January 7, for a 7:05 p.m. tilt at home against the Mississauga Steelheads. The team then hits the road for the weekend, taking on the Niagara Ice Dogs at 7 p.m. on January 8 and then heading to Oshawa to battle the Generals at 6:05 p.m. on January 9.